More than two dozen states claiming the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act individual insurance mandate was unconstitutional had their day in court yesterday and lost. But Arkansas was not among them, so compared to most states, is ahead of the curve. Arkansas Insurance Commissioner Jay Bradford.
Well, you know, we've been doing our planning process just as if the Supreme Court was going to hold it as constitutional. And because we didn't know which way it was going to go, nobody else did, but we felt like that we had to stay on a timetable to be able to deliver the services for Arkansans. So it just kind of confirms that the work we've been doing for the last couple of years is, you know, was not in vain.
The new law requires all Americans by next summer who are without insurance to enroll in Medicaid if they qualify or purchase insurance, either through their workplace or individually through state-operated pools referred to as exchanges. Arkansas was one of only 14 states which opted early on to run its own health insurance exchange, initially funded by a $1 million federal startup grant. But opposition from the Arkansas General Assembly forced a different option, partnering with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, creating a hybrid federally facilitated health benefit exchange, infused last February by an additional $7.7 million implementation grant, placing the state even further ahead of the game.
Had we just waited around, we would have been so far beyond the timetable required by the federal government that we would have ceded all of this to the federal government. We would have lost the partnership parts, which to Arkansans is the consumer complaints, the Navigator program, which are counselors that help people decide which way to go. We would have lost the ability to approve the companies doing business in the state. That would have gone to the feds.
Under the hybrid model, Arkansas will have 80% more control in how the exchange works, Bradford said. Individual enrollees will have to provide personal information, including annual income. They'll be directed to a list of insurance providers to choose from. Insurance companies will compete for that business. Consumer complaints will be referred to a regional call center for resolution.
We will go through a process of education as part of this $7.7 million grant, which will inform the citizens that what's available to them, how to access exchange. There's a lot of ways to do it. You can do it. You can do it, obviously, on your laptop when it in 2014. There's going to be navigators, which are not commissioned salespeople, that are available to Arkansans to go over their options. There'll be decisions to be made. We'll do a PR campaign that will be to educate people of their rights and their options. And that's going to be a part of this $7.7 million funding. And by 2013, we're supposed to be ready, you know, to be capable of signing people up. It's not effective to 2014. So we've got a lot of work to do, but what I'm proud to say is that we have continued our planning, and so we're not behind in that.
And working poor who don't meet the Medicaid threshold will be privy to subsidies to help them pay for the cost of coverage.
They will receive subsidies in the form of tax credits. So you get a family of four, a man and wife, a couple of kids, making up $50,000 or $60,000 a year. They have no insurance. They're going to get some help on their taxes.
Those who qualify for Medicaid coverage will also be required to enroll.
The federal program has a Medicaid supplement designed for Arkansans up to 135% of poverty level, which is some of our least affluent citizens. Typically, someone who's making $20,000 a year with a couple of kids would be eligible for Medicaid. And it's scary numbers. It's probably $1 billion that's set aside over the next 4 years to take care of that segment of the population. So I'm just the commissioner of insurance, and what we do here is regulate insurance on behalf of the consumers. So that decision is going to be made by the governor and the legislature.
And what happens to those who refuse to sign up?
There's a penalty, and that's what the Supreme Court said. The penalty is a tax. It's very low in the front. They're going to get a charge on their tax bill of $95.
That penalty will increase with each passing year. But the more people who participate, the lower the rates will be, Arkansas Insurance Department Commissioner Jay Bradford says. As the hybrid exchange is rolled out, the Arkansas Insurance Department expects more than 500,000 Arkansans, including several hundred thousand new Medicaid recipients, to be enrolled by January 2014. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.